The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Nine, 10 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen, we think, is here. We just don't know exactly where here is. Right? I mean, we don't know. It's like we need a microchip, Dougie. That would be it.
Yeah.
We do it for our dogs. We can do it for Doug. Lots of stuff going on, though, today, and we will get to all of it. First, let's talk about the website a little bit, Dougie, or Ken. What's the big stories over at DougSteffen.com today?
Well, one of the big ones is that it's been a really rough week for Apple.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about this a little bit earlier in the week. So the new iPhone 6 comes out. The iPhone 6 Plus, or the big, huge one, comes out. And then something's going on where they're actually bending.
Yeah, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. They bend and they don't bend back. So if you bend yours and you can bend it with your bare hands, but there are reports of them bending from just being in your pocket. Don't try to bend it back because it'll smash the screen.
Does that mean you have a hot pocket?
You would.
So hot you bend that phone.
Something that was going around Twitter yesterday was a hoax with the iPhones, in that the new iPhones had software, and it was a beautiful page that someone had made up that was going around and around and around on Twitter, called Wave Technology, that your new iPhone has Wave Technology, and that means that it will recharge in the microwave.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, what evil genius takes the time to put together a video to tell you to put your iPhone in the microwave?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I don't know if anybody has fallen for it, but don't do that. Don't. Lots of
don't
pictures of burned and destroyed iPhones. Don't do that.
All right, iPhones and more. You can find the story out at DougSteffen.com. It's 10 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose today.
And now, another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Local Health Mart pharmacist is proud to help the caregivers among us and support their expert advice. Visit healthmart.com for the location nearest you. Speaking of health, if you are into your heart and its well-being and understand how important your heart is, it seems elementary, Jennifer, when you think right to the core here, that the heart is the most important thing, because without it you can't function well. Without your brain you can't function, but you got to make sure that the blood is getting to your heart. And that's why I proudly and happily extol the value and virtue of the most successful supplementation conversation I've ever had on this program. Entering its 27th year, the Good Day program's had a lot of sponsors. A lot of health-related information has come as a result of this program. Nothing has been more successful than Heart Factors Plus in terms of what we have sold and what people have said and how they use it. From all around the country, and in fact all around the world, people are using Heart Factors Plus, and they've been doing it now for a while, those who have been using it successfully, because it helps with your blood pressure. Blood pressure too high, this will get it down. Blood pressure just right, this will keep it there. You'll be very pleased with this product, and you'll join the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who are using Heart Factors Plus. It's inexpensive. It boosts the nitric oxide level with L-arginine, so that your blood pressure is an indication of how your arteries are functioning. Are they constricted or are they open? Got to have it open to keep the blood pressure down. Thankfully, that's what's going on with me, and it can go on with you as well. Try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free, by dialing 800-577-8560. I think it will convince you when you use it. How in the world have you been... you may have taken supplements. You may even take L-arginine, which is more or less the same thing. But this has a mix of all kinds of other things that are so popular, and they've done this in terms of getting the ingredients into their best-selling supplement ever. It has lots of great antioxidants and heart-healthy ingredients. So order it now, 800-577-8560. It's really a very compelling story, frankly, and you'll be telling the story, too. Call now, 800-577-8560, and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you when you call, 800-577-8560. Joining us now is Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. She's the Chief White House Correspondent following the President at the United Nations. So where do we begin, Victoria?
Well, I think we should begin with his speech yesterday, his annual speech to the United Nations, where he said we need to dismantle this network of death as we the U.S. should work with a broad coalition, and that ISIS understood only the language of force. Really, the main thing that the United States is trying to do this week, as they're at the United Nations, is to put together a broad coalition to do that. The other thing that he's doing, and that he's doing this today, is addressing a very high-level meeting at the UN to speak on Ebola.
Why does the president of the United States always get the opportunity? Not every president of every country speaks at the United Nations every year. Why is the tradition, I mean, you can say the obvious, well, because we're the most powerful and we're most important, but there are a lot of people in these countries that are resentful of our power and our importance, and one wonders sometimes when you think, as you had said a minute ago, that we're always the president of the annual address, but why?
Well, that is partly why, and I think partly also that we are the host country for it, one of the five permanent members of the Security Council, and indeed regarded as one of the leaders of the world. And if you listened to the president's speech yesterday or watched it, even though he was talking about putting together this broad coalition, it was quite a careful speech, even though it was so forceful. It did not stress U.S. power as, we are the mighty leaders of the world. Mm. It talked about the importance of right is might versus might is right, but it didn't thump the U.S.
Mm. So yesterday, as a practical matter, the allies, including the United States and some of the others in the Arab world, unleashed a new round of airstrikes against the ISIS militants. It was actually in eastern Syria. When those sorts of things happening in the here and now, what do you, as a White House correspondent, are you in the press room? Are you watching these things? Do you have access to anything special, or are you just watching the same newscast that everybody else might be watching?
Well, you're watching the same newscast, but of course everybody's away at the moment. They're all at the UN,
yeah.
So it's fairly quiet at the White House. The thing is, what's so interesting is that you're getting mixed messages from senior administration officials at the moment about this new shadowy al-Qaeda network, Khorasan, which is also in Syria, whereas on which the U.S. also hit yesterday morning early. On the one hand, you're hearing that they were about to launch an imminent strike, possibly against the U.S. and European targets. And then on the other hand, we heard today, that the attack might be aspirational. So you ask yourself, well, which is it?
We have, it's like Medusa. You cut off the head of a snake and just more of them come back again. And that's really, there's something wrong here, that all of these outfits continue to grow and seemingly thrive. In a world that is full of terror to begin with. Let's spend a moment talking about Ebola and what it is. It's at the United Nations, the World Health Organization, the UN people, and how that conversation is going as these people are all together meeting in New York.
Well, the meeting comes as both the World Health Organization earlier this week and the CDC, also the Centers for Disease Control, are issuing warnings that the CDC saying that the number of infected people could hit 1.4 million by January next year under worst-case scenario, and the World Health Organization saying earlier this week that it's possible under worst-case scenario that this epidemic could become an endemic, in other words, that it could become out of control and could become impossible to contain. So Obama is going to be calling on all nations to rise up and address this epidemic, as the U.S. is trying to send 3,000 troops to the region to help address it. And those 3,000 troops are actually being held up by the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Jim Inhofe, who wants more details from the Pentagon on how it's going to protect U.S. personnel from contracting the disease when they get to Liberia.
I think there are a lot of Americans who want to have the answer to that, and a lot of people in uniform want to have the answer to that, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Now, the Pentagon says it's going to be using best practices in terms of everybody wearing protective suits and things like that.
Yeah.
But they would be interacting with healthcare workers who are administering to people who are stricken with the disease.
Victoria Jones, who is the White House correspondent at Washington's Talk Radio News Service, here on Good Day.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the freeze-dry guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The freeze-dry guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
In my opinion, the third musical resulting from the collaboration of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber hit the great White Way, Evita, opening up on Broadway to rave reviews. This is Madonna from the movie. I don't think she was ever in the Broadway production, was she? Not that I remember, no.
But she did a great job with the movie, and I love the soundtrack.
And it was all, there were no, other than lyrical content from singing, there were no spoken, there were no parts that had any dialogue, right? If I remember correctly, it was all music?
Yes. I think it was mostly music.
Kenny, wasn't it?
I haven't seen it forever.
Yeah, it was. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler on the Good Day program celebrating Cat Stevens, or not. Apparently, Cat's upset and is canceling his New York performance.
He doesn't want to play. Why?
He on his Facebook page yesterday, he said that he would not keep the New York engagement because it requires paper tickets. And that leads to exorbitant resale prices. He feels, and through his Islamic religious tendencies, his concerns are the focus on paperless tickets. He says that avoids scalpers. He says, I hope I can come back to New York City in the future. Why, you don't think they were selling out?
Exactly. So he's like, you know, that one electronic ticket I sold.
The wild world. Ooh, baby, baby. So that's the Cat Stevens story for today on Good Day. Now, let's turn our attention to the late night hosts and their monologues. I'm not going to refer to them as comedians anymore because I don't think they are. But they are legitimate hosts of legitimate late night programs. So we have short excerpts. And probably most of you will chuckle at the joke or two that you hear. You maybe identify more with one than another. You pick your poison as you listen, starting with Conan.
President Obama is being criticized for saluting a soldier while reportedly holding a pumpkin spice latte. Yeah. Today, Obama sincerely apologized while eating a maple glazed donut. Very sorry. President Obama is facing criticism over an incident yesterday where he was holding a cup of coffee in his hand, and he used that same hand to salute a Marine. Though with all that's going on in the world, I'm surprised he didn't salute with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a cigarette in the other, like, oh boy, you know, you got to feel it going. A rough week.
How about the traffic? Did anybody have to try and get around town yesterday or today? Oh, I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's because the UN General Assembly is back in session and President Obama is in town. Every major, it's like Chris Christie, every major artery is clogged. Every.
President Obama today addressed the UN General Assembly and asked young people, to focus on education and innovation rather than religious extremism. And if there's one place to reach young people, it's the UN General Assembly.
I'm telling you, Seth Meyers is getting really funny.
There you go. The UN General Assembly. Just where you go to pick up on what's going on. Yes. For how many people do you think really... This is something that I always wonder about. As we decide what we're going to talk about here, it's sometimes it's me and sometimes it's we. It is because the audience is, in effect, for my program, I just looked at some of the ratings for the springtime, because they're always about 3 or 4 months behind, and the number of women and younger people has increased dramatically listening to this program. So what are we doing? Why is that the case? Is it you, Jennifer? Is it Kenny following social media? Is
not
it
bad.
Just that I'm hip, or what am
I? No.
Oh, what? No.
That was a quick no.
That was way too quick. That was pretty outrageous. Who the heck do you think you are, anyhow?
That was a thoughtful answer.
No, yeah, terrific answer. We have answers. You got questions. We've got the fix. Here's 28 after. This is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Gara LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, isn't it now very unlikely that President Obama will reverse course and put in American troops, since he thinks that would just be counterproductive?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Isn't it now pretty clear that President Obama wants to degrade and destroy ISIS, but he will not do it by putting in a large number of American troops, since he thinks that would backfire? That right?
The situation is not entirely within his control. Yes, I do believe that's what he wants to do. But I think when you go the distance we've gone, you have to be prepared possibly to go the additional distance. I don't see Dempsey's remarks as evidence of a split with the administration so much as the key military leader saying, this is what I might have to recommend doing, and the president gets to make the judgment on that. The whole notion of congressional power, democratic power over war making, the society has been screwed up and is out of whack for many decades now.
I think that if America wants to win and we want to defeat ISIS, we can. How do you define victory? The president has never defined what victory is. He said that he wants to manage the situation, that he wants to make sure that they're not a threat. Why isn't the president working with Congress? If he wants to use military force, and the term in the War Powers Resolution is engage in hostilities, he's engaging in hostilities by bombing. Why isn't he allowing Congress to declare war?
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Stephanie, the Good Day program. Michael, would you be kind enough to dig out cut 2503? Because I would like to have that set the tone for this half hour of the Good Day program, or at least for the next few minutes, because we're going to go down a different street. Matter of fact, we have a gentleman who is an expert on innovation, talking about the FDA and Wall Street and how their collaborations have crippled the medical opportunities that you have in this country. You know, that's something that I have a bug up my bagunga about.
You get a bug up your bagunga?
I have a bug up my bagunga. All right, so let's see if we can turn back the pages of time for 24 hours, or actually less than that, when Ellen, on her program, Ellen DeGeneres, was talking about how there never seems to be any good news.
Hey, last night, I'll tell you what I was doing. I was watching TV. I was at home watching TV because I was clubbing the night before, and I needed to recover. And so the news came on, and here's what I noticed about the news. It's bad. It's all bad. Bad news. It's not all bad. There's some terrible news, and then there's awful news, and then there's the weather, which lately has been bad news. It's easy to get depressed watching it.
Well, so,
you know what? She's so right.
She is right.
So right. Bad, terrible, awful, and then the weather.
Yeah. And so how is it that people get themselves so glued? These newscasts are expanding. The local news starts at 4 o'clock some more in some markets, 4:30. They started earlier and earlier. They have these people on the air who look like they have just come in from a really bad night. They look awful. These blonde bimbos that are on the air.
Hey.
You know, the bimbo.
I resemble that remark.
Present company.
It's rude. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the point is that there's, and I have to dig around myself to find things that are going to represent what I want. People say to me, oh, you got to talk about the news and what's in the news and all the news. And so if I'm going to do that, I spend my time talking about the president yesterday in front of the UN. What do you learn or what did you not? I mean, there's nothing from what he said. It just underscores the whole situation. Now, should you know about it?
But don't you think it's on purpose?
Focused on it? Because it's fear-based and control stuff.
Fear allows people to control you, whether it's a TV company or
and they're doing a great job with that.
A politician. I mean, it's so funny to your point. I get this email delivered to me from USA Today with the top headlines. I'm sure most of you guys do, too. You know, you get some of this news online. So here's the story from yesterday. Are you ready?
Yeah.
French hostage beheaded in Algeria. Jihadist video. Not so good.
Yeah.
Obama says force is necessary against Islamic State killers. Not so good.
Yeah.
Secret list hides dangers of D.C.'s aging gas lines. We're all going to blow up.
Wow.
Tensions flare in Ferguson after Brown Memorial burns. No.
Yeah.
New U.S. Air Coalition airstrikes hit Iraq and Syria. Depending on where you stand, maybe good news. Not for Iraqis.
Right.
The NFLPA launches investigation into Ray Rice.
Right.
Beat his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Red Cross team attacked while burying Ebola dead. That's nice. iPhone 6, easy to bend. Even the light story of the day means your iPhone's going to fall apart. Here's my favorite. Prayer baby.
$600 for it.
Yeah, prayer baby drowns in church's baptism tank.
Ah, that's perfect.
Nice.
There you go.
And then did Obama serve up a cup of coffee salute snafu in the Marines? Again, your light news is even not so great when you have the president disrespecting the Marines. There you go. Those are your headlines from yesterday. How do you feel?
So that's for the purposes of changing the tone.
Yes.
The good news, I suppose, today, for those who are fans of Tony Stewart, the grand jury decided not to bring charges against him for the death of the kid. Apparently, this kid was under the influence at the time.
Marijuana.
So then it turns into a bad story, a good story, a bad story. But
here is what I
how
don't
do you
understand.
Drive a car?
Yes, and who? What idiot? I'm sorry, I don't mean to call this.
He is an idiot. He was dead, but he's an idiot. How do you do in that situation? How are you puffing
cars
away?
Are
you crazy?
Are the most dangerous weapon that we handle on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. And they are weapons. You can kill people, obviously, with them. How do you get into a race situation where you were driving extremely high speeds and even think about being under the influence of marijuana or even just throwing back a beer or two? How do you, I mean, I don't understand where that makes any sense at all.
Tony
Stewart's going to fry on the civil court. You know his family's going to sue him civilly.
Well, that may be. But no, why would he settle? The kid went out there. I wouldn't settle. I wouldn't give him a nickel. The kid was under the influence of marijuana. He went out and he acted on his own behalf. It wasn't Tony Stewart's fault at all. There was nothing that Tony Stewart did.
Unless he was trying to throw some dirt in him. You know how they... That's what they all do.
Yeah. Kevin Ward was under the influence of marijuana at the time of the crash, period, end of story. All right, so is that good? I guess there's something good there.
Was it Kyle or Kevin?
Kevin Ward. Kevin Ward is his name. Right, Kenny? Don't I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Kevin Ward Jr., to be specific.
Jr., yes, exactly. All right, another story at DougStefan.com. It's really a terrific story about a high school homecoming queen.
It's a great story.
Who, in fact, gave her crown to her friend Lillian Skinner. She was told she'd been nominated for homecoming queen at the Grand Prairie High School. That's in Dallas, suburb of Dallas, Grand Prairie is.
Mm-hmm.
News turned out to be a cruel joke. Unnamed girls.
What?
Yeah. Thankfully, though, two young friends, young ladies, young girls, who are actually nominated, have hearts that are big and full of love. So these two are longtime friends of Miss Skinner. Heard about the prank. They vowed to give her their crown regardless. Well, they were going to give, here's the understory, the underlinking story. They promised each other, no matter what, no backing down. If one of us wins, we're giving Lillian the crown. And so one of the two, Anai Alvarez, was named homecoming queen. That's exactly what happened. She called Lillian Skinner to the stage and said, it's okay. It's your crown. my name is not on that list. No, she said it's not right because my name isn't on the list. And they said, nope, you deserve it. Should have seen the look on her face when she was given the
prize. Does that make you feel worse?
What, that these kids were bullying her?
No, I mean,
No, it doesn't make me feel badly at all.
These girls make you feel, you know, you just have to take the crown even though you didn't win it.
No, did you feel bad reading any or understanding any of this story, Kenny?
No, I thought it was a great story. There's
I mean, it's great action.
If you click through the link, there's a video. It's probably taken with a cell phone. Mm-hmm. That this was done during halftime at the football game. So it's out on the field, mm-hmm. and they had arranged for Lillian to be down there taking pictures. So she didn't know what was going to happen, and the principal knew what was going to happen. So he was down there, and they called her up in front of everybody. And there were all kinds of cheers. It was done. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, a very cute picture and the video at DougStephan.com. Very cool. Very good. Excellence in broadcasting. Where did that come from? By the way, have you heard all of the hoopla? I'm going to make one quick comment about this and then move on because I don't have to be an apologist for Limbaugh. But lately, I have been, as much as he annoyed me with not the comment that he made about the lady in Washington, Sandra Fluke, what it cost me in terms of business because of the way this Media Matters group has tried to, because of their own agenda, and they've inveigled their way into the Democratic National Committee and is influencing policy and stuff. What the hell happened to free speech? So you can make a fool of yourself. Well, I suppose the other way you turn it around, they have the right to go out and do this protesting that they're doing. But it's so obvious and so convoluted. And sooner or later, those things come back to haunt you. You do that kind of stuff as deliberate as it has been. Again, Limbaugh is never going to... If he's worth a nickel, he's worth $500 million because of the work that he's done on the radio over the years. So nobody's going to have a benefit for him. He can go away tomorrow and be a happy camper in terms of money. He wouldn't be happy because his love is to be on the air, kind of like mine. But the cheap chiseling shots and these crumb bums that are doing what they're doing, the way they're doing it, we can all suffer from that. I don't run that kind of a program, so it's hard for people to protest what I do for the most part. But there are occasions when I do things that maybe are questionable. Who's perfect? Although some people say that Limbaugh creates these things, he plans to do it to get promotional consideration. You know what? Even if he does.
I don't think he planned for Sandra Fluke. I think that took everybody by surprise.
Well, but what they've done with the last business is to misquote him, taking it out of context.
Right.
All right. Let's get on with the business of today on the Good Day program. In a moment, Dr. Joseph Golfo is going to join us to talk about how the FDA in collaboration with the money in Wall Street is crippling the medical opportunities that you have to be well. Stand by for that up next here on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., take a Straight Talk Wireless demo, and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness. And parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
We have with us now on Good Day Dr. Joseph Goffo, who is the author of Innovation Breakdown, How the FDA and Wall Street Cripple Medical Advances. He's a contributor of Inc.com's Diagnosis from the Trenches column, faculty member at GLG Institute, has more than 25 years of experience in the biopharmacological and medical device industry. Man, that is great. I don't want any other title than biopharmaceutical or biopharmacological. I like those. I like that connection, Dr. Goffo. Welcome to Good Day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's easy for me to say. Okay, so the last week or so, we've been talking a lot about this new obesity drug that's coming to the market. General rendering, I have four doctors associated with me on this program who all have said no to this. They basically have said, what's wrong with exercise and diet, and this is just enabling. So tell us the story of how this thing gets to market.
Okay. That aside, the issue of do we need pharmacologic therapies for things that can be controlled in other ways, that's a separate discussion, okay? And
right.
I can enter that with you if you want.
Yeah.
But
I just want you to spend a minute as to how we got three or four minutes here. There's so much money, and that's what the connection is something that I've made askance, but you really make it well in the Innovation Breakdown book that you've written, and that's what got our attention, so that's why you're here. But the process for people who are unwashed is very, you can quickly describe it.
Yeah, it's an incredible process. Look, one of the main things of the book is this is such a rigorous process. First of all, to identify a compound that might have activity takes years in the lab. Then you do animal studies to make sure it's safe and actually also does what you think it does. Mm-hmm. Then you enter the patients, okay? So only one in three drugs that starts in patients, in phase one it's called, proceeds to phase two, okay, because it either doesn't work, it's showing toxicity, you don't want to have it.
All right, so let's talk about the specific, let's do the specifics of Contrave and how it got to market using this earlier scenario.
So the point I just want to make is that only one in 60 drugs that enters the clinic gets even shown to FDA.
Okay.
So the weeding out process is incredible. Contrave is very interesting. I mean, the product works. The regulatory pathway of Contrave is a shame. It's an absolute shame. This product should have been approved 3.5 years ago. It had a positive after doing all its clinical studies, over 10,000 patients, and showing that it definitely reduces weight greater than 5% versus placebo. You know, all the things you have to show. It had a positive panel meeting. That means a group of experts sitting around a table, public meeting, 13-7 positive review. At the end of 2010. Should have been approved in early 2011, but it was rejected by FDA. The company told the FDA to go do a big study, and they listened and did it. And they got penalized for doing it because two other competitors then got approved not just a year later. And the day after Contrave was approved, a fourth drug had a positive panel meeting, the diabetes drug. So this poor company spent another $100 million 3.5 years and had two market entrants come before it.
Because?
And that's just wrong.
Because
the FDA made a mistake.
Wasn't because Wall Street pushed the other companies and not this one?
No, no. The Wall Street part of it is not that. The Wall Street part of my book is that the short-sighted view of investment. You know, these breakthrough therapies, these therapies little companies develop are fundamental stories, right? These are not you invest in it this week and it goes up a little next week. This stuff takes time, but that's the way Wall Street wants to invest. So Wall Street comes in and out, left and right, bouncing the stock all over the place with a short view, and that hurts the ability for the company to raise money.
Ah, got it. Okay. I understand now. Dr. Joseph Gofo here.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The whole situation with Apple having a bit of a rough week, rough go of it this week. Excuse me. They have suspended their latest update, the iOS. Is it do I do that right, Kenny?
iOS.
I like iOS better. Sounds like Fios.
iPhone operating system, Doug.
Right, all right. So a lot of problems people have had. The new iPhone 6, this software makes it pretty much inoperable. You can't get phone calls or make phone calls, as I understand it. And to make matters worse, when you go into the Apple store to try to get this resolved, you have these little snarks there who think they're so much smarter than you are.
Little snark.
They are. They remind me of Justin Bieber, a bunch of little worms rolling around in the store who basically are so arrogant because they know more than you do, and they do. We all know that they know more than you, but they're there to supposedly help you. They're happy to tell you, well, we don't have an appointment until 3 years from next Tuesday for you to bring in your phone and have a fix put on. But go over to the computer over there and look and see if that doesn't help you. Well, you moron, the reason that I'm here is because I've looked at the computer already and it doesn't help me. So anyway, that's the kind of stuff. I think that's what is worst. That's the worst part of Apple, from my perspective anyway. The best part is that they have devices that are wonderful. I like my iPad a lot. As long as it runs well, or I can find somebody other than those little worms in the store to help me make it work, I'm all set. But anyway, that's not the problem this week. The problem is that the new phone bends. And it doesn't work. Other than that, it's swell. We'll talk a little more about that, plus some other technology news coming right up here on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. You can visit the Good Day site, or you can go to a site called MakingStrides.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place, including the one that Jennifer's going to do. Is it October 7th?
Is that October 18th, actually.
October 18th, okay. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to feel amazing and help something that's very much a wonderful cause, we'll share stories of walkers on DougSteffen.com and the Good Day Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day. So you share yours and we'll share ours. And if you participate, we'll send you a thank you from the Good Day team, all to help make strides against breast cancer. So I don't know what else we can say about Apple's update. Kenny, do you want to sort of explain a little bit more what it is that people need to know, or what it is they're going to encounter as they try to figure this all out?
Well, basically, you're just going to have to wait for Apple to fix this latest update. I'm sure that they've got their top people working on it around the clock, because this is really embarrassing for them.
Yeah, when phones melt, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, for the new iPhone to come out, and then this new operating system that everybody wants to have, and have it be worse.
That's the whole idea. Right. Okay. Yeah. Here's an interesting good story as far as technology is concerned from Colorado. A 17-year-old youngster named Kai Klopfer, student from Boulder, applying biometrics to user authentication for firearms. He won a $50,000 Smart Tech for Firearms Challenge. He's got a smart gun prototype that requires you can't unlock your gun unless it's your fingerprint. I know people have worked on this technology.
I actually think that's pretty smart.
Isn't that cool? The story is at DougSteffen.com. Very cool. A lot of cool things in the world of technology. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.